Perek Dalet, Mishnah Chavez, the final Mishnah in Perek Dalet. Hu hoya oimer, we have another saying of Rav Elazar HaKapper of the previous Mishnah, and he gives us a proper perspective of our life down here in this world. That all of us have to make sure that we know that eventually we're going to be held accountable for everything that we did in this world, and we're going to have a day of reckoning. Hu hayoimer, Rav Elazar HaKapper used to say, Hayiladim lamus, the way the world is set up, that every young person eventually is going to die. V'hamesim, Hashem has tchiyas hamesim, those who have perished, but mirtz Hashem, they'll be zoche lahachios, to live. V'hachaim, those who are living, lidon, they will be judged. Either those who are living when Mashiach comes, who are still alive at that time, or those who have died but will have tchiyas hameisim, they will have another din, whether they're going to be zoicha to olam haba. Leida, a person has to know this. Lahidia, he has to let others know this. Ulivada, he has to let everyone, the whole world know this. Shehu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kael, he's the God. Hu HaYotzer, he's the one who formed man. Hu HaBoireh, he's the creator. Hu HaMeivin, he knows everything that a person does. As it says, HaMeivin, HaYotzer Yachad Libam, HaMeivin is Kol Maseyim. Hu HaDayin, he's the judge. Hu Eid, he himself is the witness. He doesn't ask other witnesses. Hashem himself is the witness. As the Pasuk says in Malachi, Paragimel, Pasuk Hey, V'karafti Aleichem LaMishpat, V'hayisi Eid, I Hashem will be the witness. Hu Baldin, he's the one who's going to be one of the litigants against us, v'hu asid ladun, and he's going to eventually judge us, baruch hu. She'ein lefon of loy avlo, he's different than any other judge, that he's keil emuna, as it says in Hazinu, ve'ein avlo, there's nothing that he does that is not 100% correct. He doesn't do anything wrong in judgment. V'loy shikra, he doesn't forget anything. Everything that a person does, he himself writes down what he did. V'loy masri panim, Hashem shows no favoritism one person over the other. V'loy mikach shaychad, he doesn't take any bribery. The Rambam says this means a person can't say, I did this aveira, I'll wash it out with a mitzvah. A mitzvah does not take away an aveira. You get punished for the aveira, and you get schar for the mitzvah. Shakol shaloi, everything is his, he can do what he wants. Vida, you should know. Shakol lefi acheshbon, everything is according to the amount. In other words, even if you did a small avera, but you did that small avera many, many times, it adds up. Just like by money, every penny, people have a piggy bank, they put in quarters, and over years and years, it could add up to a lot of money. The same thing with mitzvahs or averis. Or others say the pshat, the Tiferes Yisrael says, Hashem looks at every mitzvah and every avera, cheshbon. What was the circumstances? What was your upbringing? What country did you live in? What place? What was your surroundings? Who were your friends? Who were your parents? In other words, Hashem makes a cheshbon. Not everybody's avera is the same as the next avera. The same avera. One person, it might be considered very terrible. The other person, it might not be so terrible, depending on the circumstances. The same with a mitzvah. One person's mitzvah would be unbelievable because it was very hard for them to do the mitzvah. The other person, it was not such a big thing. So Hashem makes, that's the pshat according to Tiferes Yisrael, HaKoyel Lefi HaCheshbon. And finally, V'al Yavtichacha Yitzrach, don't let the Yetzer Hara convince you, Shehashoel Beis Manislach, that the grave is a place of escape. Sheal Korchach Atonoitzer, you were formed against your will. V'al Korchach Atonoile, and you were born against your will. When a person is formed, the neshama doesn't want to be formed. It's against its will. When a person is born, the neshama doesn't want to come out on this world, doesn't want to leave the other world and come out here, but you're forced to. Val korcha tochai, you live by force. Now, there's a person could be very deathly ill and wants to already leave this world, and you're stuck until Hashem decides for you to go. You're in this world and you want to live, and Hashem says, no, time's up. It's against your will. And therefore, you're going to, by force, have to give a din v'cheshbon. What are these two words, din v'cheshbon? The Gra says din means for what you did wrong, and a cheshbon is what you could have done right at the time that you did something wrong. You spoke Lashon Hara, you get punished din, what you did wrong. But at the same time, instead of speaking Lashon Hara, you could have spoken Lashon Tov. So you get a cheshbon, look at the mitzvah you could have done. You could have said Tillim at that time. You could have learned at that time. Okay. So the simple pshat in this Mishnah is, listen, give up. You didn't want to live. You didn't want to die. It's against your will. You're stuck. Mach sholem mit the mitzias. Mach sholem mit the matzav. This is the matzav. Nobody asked you. That's the simple pshat. The Gra, and I believe I heard it from the Dubner Magid as well, they ask a question. A person has a good question. Somebody's forced on a train, and the conductor comes around and says, give me your ticket. He says, I don't have a ticket. Somebody came with a gun, put it to my head, and said, get on the train. So you want me to pay for this ride? I don't want to be on this train. Why should I pay for the ride? So we have a good question. And maybe this is what the Yetzer is telling you. Al yaftichacha yitzchacha. What's the Yetzer saying? He's saying, you know, there's an escape. You have an escape clause. Why? You could say to Hashem, hey, listen, Hashem. Akorcha tonaitz, akorcha tonoilin. Akorcha tachai, akorcha tomeis. So he says, why should I be judged? Why do I have to pay the ticket? The answer is, because let's say you're on a train and it's going to take you to Miami. And it's a freezing winter, getting a free train ride to Miami. When you're on the train, he says, hey, the conductor says, okay, right now, next station, you're still in the freezing weather, get off. Okay, you don't want to be on a train, get off. So, well, no, I'm on it, you know, okay, I might as well go to Miami. So that's the pshat. You're right. Akorcha tonight, akorcha tonoilet, akorcha tochai. But if Hashem comes to you and says, okay, time's up, it's time to go, then you say, no, I want to stay. I don't want to yet die. Ah, korchach atameis. Now you have to pay for the ticket. Therefore, korchach ataosid liten din v'cheshbon. You have to give a din v'cheshbon because even though you were created and born and lived against your will, but when it comes time to leave this world, you don't want to leave. That shows that you're really satisfied with the trip. If you're satisfied with the trip, you have to pay the ticket. We should be zoicha, that we should be able to pay the ticket in a good manner. Perek He, Mishnah Aleph. Most of this perek consists of stam mishnayis, where the names of the ones who have said these mamorim, these sayings, are not mentioned. Rather, this perek deals mostly in items that have to do with numbers. It begins with a series of items that have to do with the number 10, then it discusses things with the number 7, and then things with the number 4. And then it discusses items that begin with kol, everything that pertains to this subject, everything that pertains to this subject, and finally, at the end of the perek, the Mesorah of Moshe Kibbutz Torah Sinai, until Rebbe's time, who had codified the Mishnah, ends with Ben Bagbag and Ben Hehe. It is only at the end of this perek where a few of the last Mishnayos have the names of the Tanoim who said these Mishnayos. Begins the Mishnah, Ba'asora Mamoris Nivra Olam. The world was created with 10 sayings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Although in Parshas Bereishis we only find 9 times that the Pasuk uses the word Vayomer Elokim, but Chazal tell us that Bereishis Bor Elokim, the words with which the Torah begins, is also considered a maimar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a saying of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Vav tells us, Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. It is with the word of Hashem that heaven was made. So that is also considered a maimar. And therefore, it comes out that there are a total of 10 utterances of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he used to create this world. And the Mishnah asks, Uma Talmud Loimar, what does this come to tell us? What does this come to teach us? V'haloi b'maimar echad yochali baris. The Rabboni Shel Olam could have created the entire world with one utterance. Why did he use 10 mamorim? And the Mishnah answers, Elo, lihipara min arishoyim. Hashem wanted to show the chashivas of this world. He wanted to show the importance of this world. It is such an important world. It is so complicated and intricate and beautiful, everything that is contained within this world, that Hashem built one stage upon another, and therefore he broke it down into 10 mamorim, 10 utterances, followed by 10 acts of creation. And all of this causes that the Rishoyim, who are machriya the world lekaf chova, by their averis, they cause the scale of judgment to tilt on the side of chov, on the side of guilt and onesh, of punishment. So what kind of a world are they destroying? They are destroying this beautiful world through their actions, a world that the Ribbono Shel Olam saw fit to create, not with one mimer, which he could have done, but instead with 10 mamores. And on the other hand, and to give good reward to the tzaddikim, to the righteous, shemekayim in es olam, that they sustain this world through their actions. They cause the world to be tilted for good, for reward. Shenivra basar ma'amaris, this world that is so precious to Hashem, that it was created with 10 utterances, this will give the tzaddikim greater schar because they are helping to tilt the world to good, a precious world made of 10 mamores. The Ovis de Rabnosan tells us that this not only refers to the world in general, but it refers to the Olam HaKotan, man, who is a miniature world. His world also, as Rabbi Wein points out in his Chibur on Pirkei Ovis, his world also is not created with an overnight wonder. Rather, it is created, the spiritual personality, as Rav Wein puts it, is created in the same way, slowly, carefully, incrementally, and not through overnight wonders. We have to build our own world, not in a flash, in a millisecond, full-blown and complete, with one utterance, but rather it has to be created in stages, in levels, in 10 utterances. So not only is this Mishnah speaking about the large world, but it's speaking about the Olam HaKotan of man himself.